Good morning. I would welcome you to First Baptist Calvary Kids Ministry Play. Mary, Joseph, and the Angels. Our play tells the beautiful Christmas story. Complete with Jesus' birth. However, there's one angel named Toby that cannot contain his excitement over the birth of baby Jesus. Just watch and experience with us the real joy of Christ's birth.
It all began with a young woman named Mary.
I see Mary right there.
Mary was a Hebrew girl pledged to be married to a man named Joseph. Mary was home alone one day, when all of a sudden, an angel of the Lord appeared.
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Unto you is born.
Toby! What are you doing?
I'm doing my part.
This isn't your part.
You said an angel of the Lord appeared.
Yeah, but this is Gabriel's part.
Oh, my bad.
The angel appeared and said,
"Greetings, Mary. Blessed are you among women, for you have found favor in the eyes of God. You shall give birth to a son, and his name will be Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins."
Mary asked, "How can this be, since I am still unmarried?"
"The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The child conceived within you will be the seed of God."
Mary was overjoyed by the news. She went to see her fiancé, Joseph. I see Joseph back there hiding. Mary told Joseph the news the angel told her. Joseph was troubled by this news, and he thought to break their engagement. But then, the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said,
"For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy."
Toby! Not now.
You said an angel of the Lord appeared and Gabriel did his part.
Yes, but this is Gabriel's other part.
He gets 2 points?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Appeared and said,
"Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. The child inside her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. You shall name him Jesus, and he will save his people."
If you would like, turn to hymn 86 and sing with us, "O Little Town of Bethlehem."
Thank you.
Mary and Joseph were married, and soon the time came for the baby to be born. It was at this time that Caesar Augustus ordered a census of all his people. Then Mary and Joseph had to travel to Bethlehem from Nazareth, Joseph's hometown. When Mary was 9 months pregnant, they arrived in Bethlehem and sought out a room in a local inn. But since there was no room in the inn, they had to sleep in the stable.
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of
Toby! We're not there yet.
When do we get to my point?
Soon. Liz.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round your virgin mother and child, holy infant of
they were in the stable, Mary gave birth to the baby Jesus, she wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in. Shepherds were in a field, keeping watch over their sheep. I think I see some shepherds right over there, and maybe one or two sheep. If you would, turn to page 85 and sing with us, the first Noel. Appeared to them. They were terrified, but the angel said to them, Toby!
What?
Is your part?
Just a minute, my halo fell off.
Good night. Good night.
Now?
Yes.
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Unto you is born in the city of David a Savior, Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in fine cloth, lying in a manger.
Then a whole host of angels appeared singing.
Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Also here to worship baby Jesus. We're missing something else.
What about the three wise men? They wanted to worship baby Jesus too and bring him gifts.
You're right, Toby. Let's see, I need three men. I think I see the three guys in the back. Very, very back. Come on now, we ain't got all day.
Pretty cute, isn't he?
Toby, the play's over.
The play's over, but not the story.
What did the sheep say? What did the donkey? Where's the donkey? Donkey, what did the donkey say?
Yeehaw!
You got a talent. And you are a goat. What did the goat say? Thank you, kids. Thank you all for what you have done. You know, I want to read you something real quick. Today, you know, people would say, you know, you got an opportunity to preach to a large group of people. It's not about me. It's about Jesus that these kids are pointing to. And they have said more than I could ever say. But I will came across this statistic, and it is 65% of Americans want Christmas season to be more about Jesus. The survey featured more than 1,000 Americans from all different religions and backgrounds. Jesus is and has always been the reason that we celebrate this time of year. So Christians should be encouraged to see that 2/3 of Americans still want Christmas to be more than Santa, Rudolph, and Frosty. However, that same study shows that more people do not know if Christmas should be about Jesus than in a previous year. As we look at this simple play, it is about Jesus. Folks, if you have not known the Lord as your personal Savior, I want to give you that invitation to follow the Lord. You know, I love Toby. Where's Toby? Come here, Toby. Me and Toby are a lot alike. Okay? Life is very much like Toby showed it to us. How many of us are perfect? One of our preschool kids are. But I love life like Toby presents it, because that's what life is like for me. It's not always perfect. I always miss cues. But you know what I'm thankful for? Jesus loves me anyway. And that's what I want you to get out of what Toby is doing and representing here. It doesn't matter if he misses his marks. There's still a place there for you, isn't there, Toby? Why did he get shy all of a sudden? Whoops. All right. Folks, I invite you, as Toby said, the play might be over, but not the story. My question is simply this: where is Jesus in your story, and what are you choosing to do about him?